Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. I want you to look with me in verse 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Well, here the Apostle Paul, he is giving Timothy instructions on how to do life and ministry. This is always important when you're discipling someone. What Paul is now doing is crucial importance for us to learn. He's giving Timothy what you do as an evangelist and disciple maker. He's giving Timothy what you do as a follower of Christ. He's giving Timothy what you do as a pastor of a church that is in need of revitalization. And then he's telling Timothy, now let me remind you again of what is essential. Remember Jesus Christ. That's what you do. You remember him. Your focus isn't on what you're doing. Your focus is on him. He is the one who fills your heart with joy. He is the one who gives you assurance of your salvation. He is the one who redeems you. He is the one who sustains you. Remember. Remember is a very pointed term in the Bible. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember the body and blood of the Lord. Remember means to bring to mind the sacred reverence and knowledge of those things that are foundational for life. That's what remember means. It means to have a sacred grasp of what you are to know that brings reverence to life and brings glory to God. That's what we are doing when we remember. So when he says, remember Jesus Christ, what he's saying is, don't get caught up in everything that you're doing. Get caught up in Jesus. That's why you're doing what you're doing. It's not a dichotomy between what you're doing and Jesus. It's not, well, I'm going to remember Jesus. I'm not going to focus on the call of the Lord in my life. No, the call of the Lord in your life is crucial. It's important. It's what God has saved you to do. But you always need to be reminded that you don't dismiss your call, but you don't lose Jesus in the pursuit of your call. That's what you need to be reminded. Now, what Jesus? The one that's risen. What Jesus? The one who comes from the tribe of David in fulfillment of prophecy. What Jesus? The one that Paul says, I preached in my gospel. That doesn't mean the gospel belongs to Paul. It means that Paul has owned the gospel. He has owned the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's my gospel. And if you don't believe it's my gospel, he says, that's why I'm suffering. He's pointing out, why is he suffering? Why is he treated as a criminal, he says. I'm being treated as a criminal and I'm suffering because I have owned the gospel, remembered Christ, and as I have done my calling, remembering Christ as the foundation and the formation and the motivation of all that I am doing for Christ, I now suffer for Christ. Christ is my Christ. I have owned him. I have owned the gospel and I'm willing to suffer. Then he says, and I'm willing to endure it. And then he says something else that's interesting. I'm not only enduring it because I remember Jesus, but I'm doing it because I remember those who belong to Jesus. I endure the suffering for the very elect that they may come to salvation. Paul says, I look down. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I know he's going to save all of his people from all of their sins. So I am going to own the gospel, proclaim the gospel, remember Jesus. And one of those motivations is not only my Savior, but those whom the Savior has purchased, the very elect. And I am willing to do it. And I thank God that though I am in chains for doing it, the word of God is not chained. Praise the Lord. So you serve him at any and all costs. You serve him because you remember him, and you serve him because you want all of those whom he has purchased by his redeeming blood, his very elect, you want all of them to be brought to him. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.